The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
Well, hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you, and we're coming to you once again, as we have all week, and we'll continue through Sunday from the Azalea House in Augusta, Georgia. And we'd like to thank everybody here at Azalea House, first and foremost, for being so hospitable. Place is rocking today. Weather, once again, a factor. It's Wednesday, April the 5th, so it's the final day for practice for any of the competitors for the Masters coming up tomorrow, and weather is definitely a factor. They've already been pushed off the course. We're being told that they're being allowed to get back on the course, but looking at the radar, it seems like they're going to have to go back off the course again, at least in the next couple of hours. Whether or not that affects the par 3 tournament, we don't know yet. It seems like they're not going to be able to play that, but it will depend on Mother Nature, and she has been a little bit fickle so far this week. We've got a great show for you. We've got Matt Rollins join us in just a little bit. He's with PXG, Director of Tour Player Operations. Danny Medina, Director of Golf Operations at the Omni Tucson National Resort, will be joining us in just a little bit as well. So a lot of good golf talk coming your way, as well as whatever else is happening in the world. Brendan Sweeney is not with us with French Lick Resort. He had been with us all week, but he's heading back to his home in Orlando. So Frank Bassett, as always, with me. Everything good, Frank?
Yeah, Brendan's
there's
gone.
There's room now for everybody.
I miss him already.
Yeah, without our sidekick Brendan here.
Oh, we miss our sidekick Brendan Sweeney. Oh, by the way, what about last night? How was last night? Laura Bryan.
Last night? It was fun right here at the Azalea House.
Folds of Honor.
Our own private concert.
On private concert with Laura Bryna from Los Angeles, and her musical director for the week was Olivia Newton-John's musical director here
very
at
nice.
The Azalea House. It was great.
Very
and
nice.
Then Monday night, we had Caddy for a Cure. And for everybody in Azalea House right now, we still have 15 boxes, folks, left on the raffle for Caddy for a Cure. A lot of great prizes and a fabulous cause. So get to Chris DeMaine or Bill Lombard Jr. or one of your bartenders and ask them about helping support Caddy for a Cure.
That's for in-house right now as we're speaking.
Yes,
people
right
are
now.
Listening to the podcast may mean nothing to you later today or tomorrow when you listen to this, but yeah. This is for the people here. We're trying to do as much as we can in addition to entertaining people, but a lot of good causes here at the Azalea House during this week of the Masters. As I said, the par 3 contest may or may not be played. I don't know if you know this or not, but Jordan Spieth's brother, Stephen, was going to be his caddy. That's kind of one of the charms of the par 3 tournament, is somebody's daughter, their young son, their brother, whoever they know that wants to come out and do it, they'll do it. So that's why they try to get it in. It is a lot of fun. It's one of the best things about this week of the Masters. So we'll see if the weather does allow for that to happen later on today. A couple of other things that are of interest. Oh, by the way, I get a phone call this morning at the house we're staying in, thanks to Azalea Hospitality. At about 6 o'clock our time.
Yeah.
It's from my friend, and guess where he's calling me from? I can say that because you'll never guess.
North
in a million
Korea.
Years.
North Korea.
Well, that's the same guy. He called me from the Great Wall of China.
Oh, my.
He was standing on the Great Wall of China.
Can you take a picture and send it
and
to you?
So I haven't gotten one yet. No. He's on his way to North Korea. That's the guy we talked about yesterday. He'll be in North Korea.
Why?
My buddy Brad Thomas. I'd just like to say thank you, Brad, and it's been nice knowing you. I don't know why you're going to North Korea, but we'll never see him again.
Can I have his stereo equipment?
Yeah, you can have everything you want.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Car?
I got dibs on things in his house already because he's going there to run 10K. And he basically wants to say he was check it off his list. I've been to North Korea. He's been to Russia and
great.
South Pole and all these other things. He's been at Iditarod, right,
you know
in Alaska during the dog
maybe
race.
Maybe he should run in the Syrian 4K.
Why not?
Why not?
What could go wrong there?
No, not much. It's a great place.
So anyway, I get a call from the Great Wall of China. That's kind of cool this morning. Tony Romo, we talked about it yesterday. We might have broken that story, actually.
I think we might have
heard it here first.
Yeah.
He officially did retire from the Cowboys, so Tony Romo is now going to replace Phil Sims in the broadcast booth for CBS, and along with Jim Nantz, who's right up the hill here at Augusta National, calling all the action here at the Masters, as Nantz does. When it comes to football season, it'll be Jim Nantz and Tony Romo in the booth. So So much happening
in this world.
It's just kind of crazy.
I can't imagine Tony Romo, Tim, going. I mean, why did he go straight to broadcasting? Is he afraid that Peyton Manning will get the better job?
I think he knew that this was an opportunity. Quite honestly, he's going to be in the deep end. I mean, probably over his head.
For a guy that's never broadcast, to say, hey, be
on the number one team during NFL games, you only have 30 million people watching every day. I mean, every Sunday. I guess he thought, you know what, if I'm getting that golden opportunity, it probably will not come along again. He might as well jump on it. It's going to be a heck of a challenge for Romo, so we'll see how it happens. Also, tomorrow is Thursday, the ceremonial first tee.
First shot.
Arnie, of course, won't be there, but we'll see Jack and Gary Player
hitting
their first ball. So guess what? Player, you know, is kind of a stickler, right? He kind of loves giving everything, gigging you a little bit.
He's a hell of an athlete, yeah.
But he likes to poke the bear.
Sure.
And I mean that literally, the golden bear. He likes to. So he sent out a tweet saying, hey, stay in shape and I get to outdrive my buddy, or something to the effect how he hits the ball further.
Here we go. He threw it down.
So Nicholas on Monday, come to find out, he and Rory were together down at Jack's Club down in Palm Beach area.
Palm Beach, yeah.
And he got a few tips from Rory, and Rory adjusted his driver a little bit and gave it a little bit more weight so Jack could hit a nice little fade. So now Jack's saying he's going to outdrive Gary.
Oh, boy, the gauntlet's been thrown down.
And Rory wants credit for it. Rory's going to say, if he does it, I want to get the credit for adjusting his driver to maybe make him hit that little baby fade.
How cool is that?
So, yeah, it's worth watching anyway, but now it'd be really worth watching.
Something that we have to say is if you go to Masters.com, of course, right now it's suspension of play due to inclement weather, but if you scroll down on your iPad or Android device, a great picture of Arnold Palmer in his green jacket in front of the clubhouse.
What year is that?
Standing by. That looks like a 1973 or 74.
Is that what you'd say?
Cadillac Eldorado convertible.
It's about 60 feet long.
Yeah, it is.
It's a huge car.
Okay, just good here. Park. Here it is, good folks. Park. Gates reopening. Gates will reopen to patrons at 12:30 p.m.
Oh,
and the par 3 contest is scheduled to start at 12:30 p.m.
There we go.
Again, everybody in the Azalea House, listen up. You'll be able to get in at 12:30 p.m. today, and the par 3 will start at 12:30. That's the latest from Augusta National.
30 minutes.
So there you go. So let's go. See you.
Very cool. Yeah.
Great show today.
And the show's going to wind up here. We've got about 10 minutes left to go. Oh, that's pretty cool. That's really neat. So everybody's going to get a chance to see at least some of the par 3.
Yeah.
Which I wanted to get over and see. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll catch the end of that a little bit. So
I guess Jordan's brother is going to
He was a basketball player at Brown.
At Brown. It's so a heck of an education.
Pretty good athletic family there.
I was talking to him, and he said, but you know, I'm still just known as Jordan's brother. I said, that's not all bad either.
No. As long as you kind of get in on some of the winnings, get a little percentage going here. So,
okay, we just got a text, by the way, update from Brendan Sweeney to you, Tim, and Bill.
What could that possibly be?
Tell Frank I'm gone. He doesn't remember. He hugged me, and he left 30 minutes ago.
Yeah. Thanks, Brendan.
Brendan.
He's halfway to Orlando already. He has no idea.
He drives fast. Anyway, no, it's been great, though. The Azalea House all week. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we've had a great time here. They've been azaleahospitality.com. Am I saying it right?
That's it. And Golf Genius Software, our sponsor, we have to shout out to them. They are an incredible organization, incredible company.
Great software for putting on any kind of a tournament.
Fabulous software, and check them out for all PGA professionals as well as if you're putting together your local game. Check out golfgenius.com. So there you go.
Hey, Danny Medina, let's get him over here.
Where's Danny Medina? He's in the house.
Is he here somewhere?
Dude, what does Danny do?
Does he have any credentials? I have no idea.
Can he even play golf?
He's standing by the bar.
Is he any good? I don't know.
Danny is Director of Golf Operations at the Omni Tucson National Resort, host of the Conquistador Classic. Frank met him not this past tournament, the one before. Is that correct? Down in Tucson?
I did. I met him there.
Yeah. And Danny's with us now. Danny, how you doing?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, buddy. Yeah. How are you?
Thanks for having me on board.
Look at this guy. If I had that guy's looks, I wouldn't talk to myself. I mean, this is a good-looking guy, a great golf pro, a great host. And unfortunately, Tim, you know, you were on the air with us from Dallas while I was in Tucson last year for the Conquistador Classic. And unfortunately, I wasn't there this year, and I'm disappointed that I didn't make it out there.
I apologize. We didn't have you out. We missed you. It wasn't the same without you there.
But you still kept looking
over to my right. I didn't see you. I'm like, where's my guy?
But regardless of that, you still held the tournament. Even though Frank wasn't there, you still put the tournament on. That's kind of cold.
Many meetings were held. saying, should we have
Should we cancel?
Be here?
Frank won't be here.
Won't be here.
Should we cancel?
I was on work release.
Tell Bernhard to go home.
They let me out.
Tell Bernhard to go home. Hey, did we make a bet last year too?
I know. We got an 18-hole match, dinner at Bob's.
Oh,
Bob's is awesome.
Spa, all that.
He just got new clubs.
I know.
He's ready to play.
S300s. Wilson's
dead. We'll see how those go.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's saying that he'll never be able to hit those. Well, I'll prove you all wrong.
Everybody's
because
saying
Danny Medina is going to teach me because he's my playing partner.
That's Danny, right. How long have you been down there?
I've been there going 13 years now.
13 years.
13 short
years. And
you're
loving every minute of it?
Loving it.
Are you from that area? No.
I'm born and raised. You know, so down in the Southwest, we've got golf 365.
Yeah.
I'm not shoveling any snow in the winter.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I just thought of this. Look at Danny.
Yes.
It's Andy Garcia. In his prime.
Andy Garcia 40 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
In his prime.
Andy's got you ever seen him lately? He's got a big gray beard.
Yeah,
he was playing at the Pebble Beach. He had a big gray beard going or something
that was
like
a good
that. So 13 years.
13 years.
And not all as director of golf operations.
No, that's the past 4 years.
So you've had a few different things you've done there, but obviously you love it and you want to retire and die there. They're going to bury you on the 18th green.
Oh, geez.
That's your goal? That's your goal in life?
Hopefully that's a few calendars away.
I think he's got a couple of years left. Yeah.
Have you enjoyed being the host golf course for that tournament in the PGA Tour Champions? Some great guys there, aren't they?
It's
the veterans,
great.
If you will.
You know, exactly. The field's great. The guys are great. In the locker room, they're easy to approach. They're easy to talk to. You know, they've been doing it for so long. So that aspect of it, it's nice. You know, I was there even when we had the Tucson Chrysler Classic back in 2004 and 2005 when we had the regular PGA Tour out there. And it's just a different show. But having the guys back in town is great. The event, the Tucson Conquistadors are a great partner to work with down in Tucson. They do so much for the junior community down there with the First Tee program and all the youth athletic programs that they have their hands in. So it does come full circle. It's a busy week. You know, we've got a busy membership there as well, too, and they appreciate it. But it's a fun event. It's great for the community. We need, you know, we should be supporting PGA Golf down in the desert when we have it year-round.
We're talking with Danny Medina. He's Director of Golf Operations at the Omni Tucson National Resort, talking about them hosting the Conquistador Classic on the PGA Tour Champions. And if I remember right, unbelievable support from the volunteers, too.
Oh,
right?
The Conquistadors,
you guys put it on. You can't do it yourself. You've got some great support from all
the community.
Local community
all comes together. You know, they enjoy hanging out. It's great.
Even our good friend support. Cindy Rarick lives there.
She does.
Cindy's up on top of the hill, and I just realized I missed this year, and we were going to raid Cindy's wine cellar because she has a pretty good wine collection up there.
Wow. He sounds more sad about that than actually being there for your tournament.
Let me tell you, they have a tradition.
Wine.
Danny, tell us about the tradition of the Conquistadors. We know the in Phoenix, they're the Thunderbirds, I believe. And in Tucson, they're called the Conquistadors. Tell us about that.
It's a group of men who are the movers and shakers in the community. It's all voluntary. The guys are involved not only just in that event, you know, they do multiple events throughout the community throughout the year, but it's a group of guys who get together, they volunteer their time. The big event is obviously the tournament, but like I said, it's just the mover and shakers in town who conform that Conquistadors, it's gone back, put me on the spot here on the year that they went back to when it was first formed, but as long as I can remember, they've been running the PGA events and hosting them.
Yeah.
And being that liaison between the PGA Tour and the facility.
And it's the most recognized trophy outside of the claret jug in golf.
It really is. They talk about it.
That helmet.
Oh, the helmet.
I have pictures. I had it on. Remember?
You had it on. You did have it on.
And then Woody and I took a picture together last year, not this past year, but the year before when I was there. Mm-hmm. We took a picture together with me with my PGA Tour hat on and he with the helmet.
With the helmet.
Did you put down, here's what's great about the Conquistadors. They have a super secret private tent.
Not anymore.
I won't say where it is, okay? But there's a tradition there. There was a guy who was there forever. He was the sign guy. He would go out and put the signs out, right? But he came.
Those are the rookies. They have rookies that come in every year.
That's their
initiation. All the grunt work out there. That's their initiation. Yep.
And so be it. That's the way it should be.
But he invented a drink. It's called the sign guy. And you can really only get it at their super secret private party. And,
a lot of security.
Yeah, a lot of security. And they let me in to their super secret private
party.
Drink? Oh, my. I had eight of them the first day and I fell down.
Do you know what's in them?
A lot. Can't tell? Well, what's in them?
Well, I guess I would give it away too, maybe.
It's a vodka.
vodka-based.
Vodka, orange juice, and the cranberry juice.
With more vodka.
Can you go wrong with that?
No. And you can't taste
good
the vodka.
Year round.
Like a Slurpee.
They put it in Slurpee machines. That's how you drink it.
I'm dead serious.
It's
like he was there.
Yeah.
We're joined by Danny Medina. He's the director of golf operations at the Omni Tucson National Resort, where I hope to be playing golf very shortly. Hey, by the way, and we're talking about the PGA Tour champions and the event there. The other day, actually yesterday, I was out walking the grounds, right, practice round on Tuesday here at Augusta National, and I saw Bernhard Langer playing. He was playing with Larry Mize, actually.
Who was caddying for him?
I don't know.
Well, it wasn't Russ Holden from Caddy for a Cure.
I don't know if it was, but Bernhard, phenomenal. I mean, you guys get to see him every year, come down to Conquistador. Remember last year? He made the cut last year at 58. He was hitting the ball. We watched him for a couple of holes. He still looks like he's so great.
He's looking solid. I mean, he's solid as a rock.
Yeah.
He hit the ball well in Tucson, too, a few weeks before that.
I mean, he's ageless.
He with Woody.
He's one of those great stories. He might be like a Tom Watson, maybe contending for a major. I don't know if it'll be here at the Masters, but he's in such great shape. He still kind of dominates, doesn't he, the PGA Tour champions. So it's like you just expect that guy to play well and do as well as he does. But it was neat watching him play. Because, first of all, he's nice to the fans, but that's kind of what you guys are used to there, too, right? When you get to the PGA Tour Champions level, almost all those guys are so grateful, so happy to be playing, to have fans there. They're so approachable, aren't they?
They are. And even the spectators, the fans that are out there watching them, they understand that, too. They get that vibe.
Last year at the tournament, we were live in the lobby. Not this past tournament, but the previous year. And we're doing the show, and Fred Funk comes running through in his running suit. And he jumps on a headset and gets with us. Well, he was out jogging and jogged over a black rattlesnake. Was that what it was?
Diamondback.
It was a diamondback, okay. And so his
it was a black rattlesnake. It was more than a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
It was that black python rattlesnake.
Well, anyway.
It was
a hybrid. Okay, guys. So I didn't go to class.
No, I wasn't making fun of that. I was just saying.
But I said, what did you do? He said, I told my caddy to go back and take a picture of it. And he said, my caddy handed me my phone back and said, you're out of your mind.
Yeah,
you're
your
not
mind
here.
Is right. Yeah.
That's right.
But the Omni Tucson National Resort, for our listeners, is an unbelievably beautiful, well-appointed, anything you want to do, you can do there, and it's gorgeous. A lot of great golf, but the spa there is incredible. The rooms are just gorgeous, and the setting, and I fell in love with Tucson, I have to tell you, and basically because of the Omni Tucson National Resort. So for our listeners, you've got to go.
It is about the polar opposite of where we are here, right? Here you have the tall pines, and it's lush, and it's different, and now you're out in the desert. I happen to love the desert, and you're out that way, and it's so... But it's a very different, cool either way. I mean, whatever you're into. But you're right. You're in Nashville. So to go out there, I remember when you were out there, we were on the air.
Oh.
You were like, I love this place.
I did.
This is unbelievable.
He was looking for property.
If I could find a deal, the prices are fairly reasonable out there right now.
I got like $500 just burning a hole in my pocket.
Well, that's not going to get you far.
If that's going to get me a lot or something.
You know what? That's not going to pay for the lattice work around your trailer.
Get a start going or something there. Hey, Danny, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
You're going to stick around all weekend?
We will. We're here till Saturday night.
Saturday night?
It's always nice to be home. Watching it on TV Sunday.
Yeah.
The way, as a young kid watching it, raising, it's pretty good. But it's great to be out. The course.
Give us
great.
A name. Who you like? Who's holding up the jacket on
I'm
Sunday?
I'm still debating. I got till midnight tonight in my pool to either pick Rory or Phil.
You're going Rory or
I've
Phil?
I burned my just.
You're not going with Spieth.
Wow. I burned my Spieth card and my DJ card already, so I can't pick them. So I already picked them earlier.
You know what?
In the year.
This is the same age for at 46. As 1986 when Jack won, it's the same age for Phil. Phil is in that
karma?
Same category.
You're talking karma here?
I'm saying it could be. Same as Jack was in 86.
Spieth is hitting it good. If I had him available, I'd jump on it.
I would too.
There's some magic here. Something that feels right to him, right? And that's kind of what it is. I mean, some guys at British Open courses and things, that's right to them. He just has obviously out of three tournaments, he's got 2 seconds and a first.
Yeah.
He kind of has a good feel around here. So we'll see.
He'll see the ball around the golf course pretty well right now.
Danny, thanks for your time. We appreciate
it.
Guys.
Always.
Take care. Danny
Medina, thank you, pal.
All right.
Director of
Always
Golf Operations, Omni Tucson National Resort. Go visit it anytime you get a chance to. You're going to love that place.
And ask for Danny Medina, and he'll show you around.
And then ask for your friend and a bottle of wine.
He said he'll get them a signed guy.
He'll get a bottle of signed guy.
They're homemade. You're going to have about five, Tim. We're going to give you five before we play.
It's got like masking tape around it saying sign guy.
That reverse C, it'll be all over the place.
Be perfect.
So there you go. Isn't Danny a great guy?
Awesome.
They treated me so well. I've got to tell you, honest to goodness, and I've been to a lot of resorts. I fell in love with Tucson, and yeah. I fell in love with the Omni Resort there. I mean, it was just awesome. Yeah. Awesome. That's all I can say.
Like I said, some people aren't into the desert, and I get it.
I love it.
It's very dramatic. It's so different than a lot of other places. But if you like the desert, it is, I think, it's spectacular. Sunsets, yeah. Sunrises, all that stuff is just...
It's cool in
it's
the morning.
It's amazing out there. Yeah, yeah.
Hot in the afternoon and cools down at night. And Bob's Steakhouse he's talking about. Well, it gets a little toasty.
Yeah.
But Bob's Steakhouse above there in the clubhouse of the Omni National Resort has an outdoor balcony where you dine. And the food, number one, is some of the best I've had in my life, truly. And just sitting outside with that setting of the mountains in the distance and the sunset. You can't beat it.
Is there a steakhouse around here? Are we going to get a steak at some point
I went
this
to
week?
T-Bones Monday night. Did you not go? I mean, so what night did I go to T-Bones? Not Monday. I went Saturday night to T-Bones for dinner.
I was in here, right?
No, you weren't here yet. It was good.
Is T-Bones good?
T-Bones is good.
You have to go right down the street?
If you're in Augusta, you have to go to Reinhart's or T-Bones. Two great places. Reinhart's is more casual, oyster bar type place.
Yeah.
T-Bones is very casual. Steaks, very reasonably priced. But if you're in Augusta, Georgia during Masters Week, you also have to come to the Azalea House. And you can get a ticket at azaleahospitality.com and get over here and see our show live. We might even put you on the air.
Which is better than a steak. Watching us sizzle.
Yeah, we do sizzle. You're right. That's a good segue.
Hey, we're going to take a break because we got to make sure everything's working good. And we'll give you an update, too, at least for the people here locally. We're letting people know here at the Azalea House that they can get back out and watch it. They've opened the gates again. The Par 3 tournament is going to get started here in about 15 minutes. We appreciate every one of you for listening to us. We're going to have Matt Rollins with PXG join us when we come back. You're listening to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio, and we'll return right after this. And welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews along with Frank Bassett. We're coming to you live from the Azalea House in Augusta, Georgia.
Hey.
Site of the Masters. Frank's just quiet on the set. Hey. Like, we're going to tell all the people here at Azalea House to be quiet.
They all got quiet.
Can't do it.
Quiet on the
can't
set.
Can't do it. It's crazy.
Hey. How about a round of applause for the fabulous Casa de Campo folks that are here, too?
Yeah.
By the way,
we're conveniently located because the weather's kind of been very iffy today. Although they did reopen the course, we probably could have done the show where we normally did it, Frank.
It's raining out there right now.
Oh, it is?
Yes, and I don't want to get wet.
Once again, once
I have a pretty PGAtour.com shirt.
Once again,
like this shirt?
The math, it is nice. Once again, the meteorologists are not as accurate as
they lie. They scare old
people. Wasn't it going to be the end of the world?
They scare old people. Yes, they were saying.
Didn't your wife call and say it was going to be tornadoes?
Severe tornadoes, hail.
It's a little
frogs falling from the sky, the apocalypse, the Lord's coming.
A little bit of rain, a little bit of rain. Conveniently located by the bar now, though, so things worked out pretty well.
But we're not in it. To our executive producer in Pontevedra, we are not at the bar. We don't do that on this show.
No, we're near the bar, I just said.
Okay.
Because at some point the show will end. Hey, we said that Matt Rollins, at some point it'll definitely
I hope it
end.
Goes on for a lot longer.
Matt Rollins with PXG had a tour issue. I don't know if Zach Johnson needed a wedge adjusted or something, so he's up in the truck. He'll be joining us here in just a little bit. But luckily, we have Jill Gagnon. He is the director of golf sales, for Casa de Campo, one of the best known golf resorts
on
the planet.
Awesome place.
Jill, thanks so much for being with us. Dominican Republic, and you've been there for an awfully long time.
Yep.
How did you get there? Because
I was the director of golf for 37 years and decided that it was time to give up those 12-hour, 7 days a week job.
Don't blame you.
Now I kind of work in the morning, go play golf in the afternoon. That's not bad.
Now, are you, obviously I detect an accent. Is that French-Canadian?
Yes.
French-Canadian.
Yes. Yep, I came out of Montreal, played kind of a funny thing, played hockey at Michigan State.
Okay.
And from there, played a little more hockey, and after getting beat up so bad, decided to get in golf. It was a little easier. So got into golf and at Colgate University, where ran the NCAA in 1977.
Nice.
And then in 1980, went to Casa de Campo.
Wow. And you've loved it ever since.
You know what? It's probably one of the best places in the world. I mean, the weather is amazing, 85 degrees and sunny pretty much all year round. We have 5 golf courses now, tee to the dog, you know, all Pete Dye, 5 golf courses. You should do a show down there.
We're on.
I don't know. Is that possible, Frank? Can we go down there?
You want to, really?
Yeah.
Think?
We were thinking about going to Peoria, but we might
about Mullen. How about Mullen, Nebraska? My daughter is the, and her husband run the Sand Hills Golf Club in Mullen, Nebraska. You know, the Crenshaw Coors. So you could do it there, but and there's only about 420 people in town, so you'd really probably they all be at your show.
We'll do that right after Casa de Campo.
We'll do the whole family. You got a cousin at another resort somewhere that we can go to?
Oh yes, I got them all over the place.
You know, I had my nephew got married. Not at Casa de Campo,
God
but in Dominican.
Good boy.
At around Christmas time, I couldn't make it.
Yeah.
So I've never been to Dominican. And then my daughter went to another friend of hers. Everybody does destination weddings, right? Her friend got married in the Dominican, like in December, January. And so everybody I know is going to Dominican Republic but me.
Well, let's go. Let's
so tell
go
us
do
about
a show
it.
Down
tell people
there.
That, paint well, the picture here on radio. How
well,
beautiful is it?
The Dominican, you know, I got there in 1980. We had two golf courses and about 200 homes. It's a 7,000-acre property, and it's owned by Central Romana Corporation, who's one of the largest sugar producer in the world. And basically, there was just a playground for them. You know, they built this thing. Charlie Blue Dorn was the chairman of Golf and Western. And they decide to build a golf course with Pete Dye, and then, you know, you add a few rooms, and then you add a few villas, and so now we have over 2,000 rooms. We have presently, the best polo players in the world are playing there. We have a polo tournament going on. We have one of the best shooting, skeet shooting and trap shooting in the world that was designed with supposedly the best professional from England that came down there. Part of the owners, one of the owners, a big loves, you know, to shoot. We have tennis courts. We have last year we voted the number one blue marlin fishing area in the world.
What don't you have?
We don't. We have a spa.
Big spa.
Snow skiing is awesome there, I've
heard. Yeah, well, that's a little tough, and there's not too many hockey games there. We could start a fight, but we don't do too much hockey.
Golf course.
Tim and I tried that first part of the week.
Yeah.
We're talking with Gilles Gagnon. He is the director of golf sales at Casa de Campo, which means what, Frank? Show your old Miss education.
Casa de Campo.
House in camp. House in the country.
House in the country.
Campo.
That's what we say.
I thought you were going to say a guy named Campo's house.
Yeah, it's
Dave Campo. I know him.
You know Dave? Dave's a good dude.
He played for the Angels, didn't he?
He's a plus two.
He's a good guy.
He's a plus two.
Well, you know, there's a Rafa Campo from Puerto Rico, actually. His family have a home at Casa de Campo. He just finished seventh in the Puerto Rican PGA Tour there, and he just finished seventh at the Houston, and he's exempt now to go to the tournament that Hilton had right after the Masters. So they're pretty excited there
now,
about this young man.
You and I were talking earlier. You've spent a lot of time with our good friend Pete Dye.
Yes.
How from your perspective, how was it working with Pete Dye?
Well, I can tell you, he's been one of my, since I got there, you know, when I got the job, he gave me a call and he says, my name is Pete Dye, and I knew of him, but I didn't know him. And I said, son, he said, here's my phone number. He says, if you need me, call me. Trust me, you're going to need me. And I did. I did need him a lot. I've spent the last 37 years with him. I've walked probably a bunch of golf courses, you know, that before he built it. And I can assure you that when I walk these golf courses, he's talking to me all the time. We're going to do this and that. And I say, geez, Pete, I can't see anything. And he says, well, that's good. Because he says, most people tell me they can see it, but they can't.
Yeah.
The man is amazing. He's struggling right now a little bit. You know, he's 91 years old. Played golf with him December 28th. We played 9 holes together. And I have to say that when we were done, we sat around and talked a little bit. But when I left, it was a pretty sad day.
Yeah. He's. We saw Pete in Indianapolis at his home there.
Yeah.
Just dropped in, said hello to him. And
weren't you there for, what was over there? There was
Crooked
a tournament.
Stick.
Yeah, but there was a tournament there during that time you were there.
It's the BMW.
Some automobile company.
Okay. That's
the
right.
The BMW Championship.
Yeah, Crooked Stick. I've spent time with them at Crooked Stick. Yeah, he's, and Alice is doing fantastic. She looks after him like, you know, just they're, like she should after, I don't know, 100 years of marriage.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I hate to interrupt this, but great conversation here, but John Mellencamp's dad just walked through. He's a friend of ours. He's here at Azalea House. We need to get John on the show.
Everybody's
where's John?
Here.
Everybody's here.
Where's John? And where's your son?
And y'all have
out here.
Some of your staff at Casa de Campo.
How many did you bring? You got an entourage.
This entourage.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Kelly Sheehan. Yeah, Kelly's
awesome.
Yeah, she's been with us now for, I think, a little over a year, and she's done an amazing job. And if there's somebody she doesn't know, let me know, because she knows everybody.
She knows about everybody, like our own Brendan Sweeney.
Yeah,
she knows about everybody.
She knows
Kelly, everything. Kelly's great, and she's been talking to us a lot about Casa de Campo and getting you on the show. And she said, look, I'd love to have you all down. Let's figure out how we make this happen, because we can bring you down.
Our listeners would love to have us there. We have... I'm taking a ballpark here.
Your mom.
We
have, my brother.
We have upwards of 14 million people listening to our show. Something like that.
The PGHTour.com website
is
the largest website for golf in the entire world, period. You take all the other websites and add them up, they still don't come up to PGHTour.com. And where we live, on PGHTour.com/podcast, that website gets in the hundreds of millions of hits.
Yeah, we're popular.
So we're pretty popular there.
I listen to you guys in the Dominican Republic, believe it or not. And
that's the beauty of the internet.
And you should be maybe in a couple of weeks here. And we're going to be, J-Lo is going to be there. That's what I forgot to mention is we have at Altos de Chavon, this is an artisan village. We have an amphitheater there for about 7,000 people that looks like it's 1,000 years old. And we've had all the great artists there, and J-Lo is going to be there. I think it's 2 weeks from now.
If we go there, we will get there. I mean, I really want to do this.
We'll get there
if we can make it all happen. In addition to playing golf at your wonderful golf course, could I go marlin fishing?
Yes. I don't know much about fishing, but I would think that that's
it
right.
Looks
but
like a cool
it,
thing
you
to
could
do.
Go marlin fishing. You hope it's in season, though. If it's not, you might be catching a barracuda or something.
There are seasons for that?
Yeah.
Yes, there is
seasons. Hook a shark.
Are there whales out there that I can sightsee?
No. There are. You go to Samana, which is about a couple hours away, and there's probably one of the best places for whale watching.
See? There's so many things to do.
Now, the Dominican Republic is an amazing country. You know, it's huge, and you go from where we are, which is fairly flat. You can go all the way up to the north coast, which has got mountains up there, and the temperature... in the wintertime will drop down to the 40s, so they have a great place to grow apples. And it's the country is
very
just
diverse.
Amazing. Yeah,
yeah,
it's very
yeah.
amazing. And it's
great baseball players.
And it's
too.
Easy to get there. You know, there's an airport. There's Punta Cana is 2 hours. It's 40 minutes away from Casa de Campo. They have flights from all over the world. You can fly out. Like I flew actually yesterday from Punta Cana to Charlotte, 3 hour flight. And drove over here. You can fly. There's direct flight to Atlanta. It's all over the place. So it's easy. In the old days, you had to land in Santo Domingo, get on a donkey for a couple hours to get there. So it was a little different.
Back when you were starting there.
Yeah.
Gilles
yeah.
Gagnon is who we're joined by. He's the director of golf sales and also director of golf emeritus at Casa de Campo in the Dominican Republic. And
let me give the site. Everybody should go out there.
Casa
de Campo, casadecampo.com.do casadecampo.com.do
Very nice.
Go check it out. It's really bad cool.
All the pictures, you can see all the great activities that you guys can do. And that's what's neat about it, too, is while we're talking about golf and how great golf is, you're right. Even if I go as a golfer, I want to do that, probably number one. But to say that we can do all, you can ride horsebacks and you can go fishing and do all the other things you can do is what makes it a great trip.
Yeah, and you can bring your wife, and she can, let's say she's not a golfer. She can go. We have a beautiful beach, private beach, and then she can do, a little spa treatment, and, she can.
Well, I don't know if she'd like a spa or not.
My wife's standing right behind Kelly now, and she's going, I'm in. Casa de Campo, baby.
I don't know if a spa is in order or anything. But
and you can play golf with Kelly. I mean, Kelly.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Kelly's a player. She's
a player.
She knows everybody. She knows everybody.
Yeah,
that's what I hear.
She just always puts me in front there. She just want to make sure that I'm happy, because she figures she's waiting, like you're talking to your gentleman from Arizona about getting buried and or whatever, or the ashes spray. Kelly's sitting there. She goes, that happened, I'm going to take over that job over there.
You know what he just said, ashes? We're not going to go into that.
Yeah,
but,
no,
but
that's
there
a
was
whole
something
story.
Whole other story we know about that earlier in the week.
Brendan.
Brendan.
That's why Brendan's not here.
I asked
to make up with
trouble.
His wife.
Yes.
Well, Gilles, we really appreciate it. Thanks so much for your time. And again, give the website one more time, Frank.
Website is Casa de Campo. So go to, and you don't say www anymore. You say casadecampo.com.do. Casadecampo.com.do.
Perfect.
There it is.
Perfect.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Gilles, thanks,
buddy.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate
it. We hope you come and visit us very soon.
We will be there.
We will.
Be
Thank
there.
You.
Gilles Gagnon.
Pretty
so
cool.
Do I say that? You know. I spent a little time in Canada growing up. I had to learn how to say those little things.
Was that, 30 minutes French. Of begging?
Had it work?
Kind of like the old clubs? I got clubs,
didn't
I?
Gets it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Joe.
You, sir.
Oh,
that was great.
We'll be
and,
there.
And
we
Kelly,
gotta, we
Kelly Sheehan's great. I hope she gets a keeper job.
We got to make that happen. She looks so shy, and you know, like, yeah,
she's making gestures.
Hard to meet anybody when you're as shy as she is.
Yeah, absolutely. Bill Conwell from Penn High Vodka is over there talking to my bride.
So again, we're coming to you from Azalea House in Augusta, Georgia. We'll be here all week. Azalea House, Azalea Hospitality, HouseHospitality.com is the website. And for anything that's going on, they were at the Super Bowl. So if you're looking for a big event or to put something on.
The Derby is coming up.
The Kentucky Derby. They go to all kinds of events. They were in Hazeltine for the Ryder Cup. And what's coming up this year? President's Cup in this country?
President's Cup.
Yeah, it's at Trump National or something, isn't it?
National,
New Jersey.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
so
it is.
I'm sure that'll be part of what Azalea House can do for you as well. So come here. The immediate, we do this as a podcast, so you know that it's going out a little bit later than we're speaking, but we're trying to give everybody as much of an update here in-house, if you will, at the Azalea House as possible. But they reopened the course
at 12:30
recently, and they did, and they are underway for the par 3 tournament. So
are
one
they?
Of the great traditions
there we go.
Of the Masters is the Wednesday par 3 tournament, and so we're letting everybody know that they're out there playing. The neat thing about that, I was out there yesterday looking, if you haven't been to the course, it's not your normal par 3 golf course because the holes are literally only 60 yards, 80 yards, 104
yeah.
yards. They're just short little holes.
But they're hard.
Which make it – well, they also set up the pins so that a lot of them – you'll have a good chance at a hole-in-one for the level of golfers these guys are because they'll have it in a funnel and the pin is like right here. So the balls will come back and
yeah.
almost every year you're going to see a handful of hole-in-ones during this tournament. One bad omen, Frank.
What?
Anybody who's won – and they keep track of everything here at Augusta – and so they have a wall of champions for the par 3 tournament.
Yes, they do.
Nobody who's ever won that has ever gone on to win on Sunday.
Well, you know, the story
it's almost
about
like
that.
A bad omen.
Yeah, it is. And there have been players in the past who have been right there to win it, and they dunked it in the water on purpose. Because they did. I'm serious.
Don't want the jinx.
Don't want the jinx, baby.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. So
there you go. So I'm trying to check real quick here for the folks in Azalea House.
We'll let them know what they're doing.
We'll give them a private update in just a minute
while
we're in the break.
Happening. Yeah, we're going to take a break, and we will, in addition to being joined by Matt Rollins with PXG, a lot of questions about what they're doing, the origins of PXG and how great the clubs are and just a very different way to kind of get into the golf world. And why would you want to do it? I mean, big questions there. When Nike's bowing out of it, you're like, well, why would you want to get into that? And Matt will have some of those answers for us. Also, a little bit still lingering on Lexi Thompson. Tell you what Phil Mickelson had to say about the Lexi Thompson situation, as well as the commissioner of the LPGA, Mike Wan.
What did Michael have to say? We're going to talk about that in the next segment?
He had a few comments about that as well.
Oh,
so Lexi Thompson is not going away anytime soon with what happened for her out in the California desert. So all that and a lot more when we come back. You're listening to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to Golf Talk America here. We're coming to you from the Azalea House in Augusta, Georgia on Wednesday. And we've been talking about the weather for most of this week. It was bad, then good, now bad again today. Although they are apparently, we're about 100 yards from the entrance to Augusta National. But I think they're still partaking in the par 3 tournament. They said they were getting it back on and they were letting the fans back in. They had kicked everybody out, if you will.
Right.
And now they're letting them back in. So it's all kind of iffy because the weather and the radar is a little bit hot and cold. But right now it's raining a little bit here at Augusta. It's supposed to be clearing up for the rest of the week, although chilly and windy tomorrow and a little bit on Friday as well. The weekend looks really pretty good. So they'll get it in one way or another.
Look what I've got in my hand.
They'll get it finished. What do you have?
You see this thing?
No, I don't know what that is.
This is pretty doggone cool.
Is it a piece of jewelry?
Yeah, you know what?
I'll make a pendant
out of this and wear it around my neck because it's one of the best golf clubs I've ever hit in my life, I have to tell you. I hit Zach Johnson's at Jordan Spieth's Foundation event.
You tried to steal them.
I did try to steal them.
Yeah.
They were great.
You didn't just hit them.
Three letters. Three little letters.
What would those be?
They would be PXG. Parsons Extreme Golf.
Matt Rollins is the Director of Tour Player Relations with PXG. Matt, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Hi.
So you had a bit of a, I don't want to say an emergency, but you had a player issue that you had to...
We don't want to name the player, though.
You had to attend to somebody today?
Yeah, it would be the guy that whose clubs were hit at Jordan Spieth's
journey.
I probably damaged him. That's what happened.
Because I've had a dent in there since like November.
All that power.
Yeah, exactly. They moved so much Loft and Live because of his speed. No, we just double checked some loft and lies on some wedges. You know, for Zach, it's a big deal. Wedges are a huge deal, and he's, as you guys know, he won a Masters here in 2007. It's 10-year anniversary, and
yeah,
he laid up on a lot of the par fives, and so the wedges are really important. And he just, there's nothing wrong with him. He just mentally had to go, okay, sure, I'm good. And so I appreciate you guys waiting for me.
No, it's our pleasure.
Is he playing in the par three?
He is, and that's the other thing that we do on Wednesdays, is we cut down putters for kids.
Yeah,
cool. So we've made a 22-inch putter for James Hahn, little girl, and a 23-inch putter for Charles Schwartzel's little girl, and a 30-inch putter for Zach Johnson's little boy. And
how nice is that?
Yeah, it's fun. And we hope they make a couple putts and maybe get on TV with it. Who knows?
I'd like to ask you, because a lot of people don't know the origin and when it started and the history, if you will, the brief history of Bob Parsons starting PXG, the reason behind it and what he's trying to achieve and goal. And I said earlier in the show, I said it seems a bit of a dichotomy for some people saying, well, how could Nike not want to do this anymore or not make any money or whatever the reasons, and yet somebody comes out of almost nowhere to start a golf company. What is the origins and the reasons here with Parsons?
Yeah, I mean, almost nowhere. I would argue it's nowhere.
Yeah.
So Bob Parsons is an avid golfer, loves golf, and years ago spent, you know, just under $300,000 one year on golf equipment, which is pretty incredible. I'm not sure you could do that, but he did.
Wow.
And he struck a relationship up with an engineer named Mike Nicolette, who won in 1983 the Bay Hill, and he was an engineer for Ping, and he just said, hey, your clubs don't go far enough because you said they go farther and they don't go farther. Trust me, I've bought 10 sets or whatever it was. And Mike started explaining some of the things about designing a golf club, whether it was like, well, they have to cost this much so we can't use certain materials because we have to keep costs down or things like that. So Bob and Mike basically came together and said, well, what if he had no budget? He's like, yeah, I can do whatever. And he goes, okay, put your money where your mouth is. And so Mike and a guy named Brad Schweigert started designing a golf club. And it had to, according to Bob, it had to look sexy. It had to look like a blade. It had to feel incredible. And it had to go further and fly better than any other golf club on the market. And it wasn't easy. Those guys, they took a lot of time. And
when was this?
This was 2014.
Okay, pretty
recently. And then the end of 2014, I was working at Ping as the PGA Tour rep there, and they called me, and I'd just known them for years and years and years, and they said, hey, could we have Ryan Moore's phone number? And I said, guys, I don't give out guys' phone numbers. And they said, well, can you answer two questions for us? I said, sure. Does he have a club contract? I said, no. Okay, then can we have his agent's phone number? I said, yeah, you got it. So here's his agent's phone number. And then January 2015, I went to Kapalua, and working with Bubba Watson and all the Ping guys, and Ryan Moore shows up with this club with these weights that looked a little crazy, a little cool, and Ryan and I have gone back a long time. He goes, hey, this is the best club I've ever hit. And I'm like, you don't have to insult me to my face. I'm right here. And he goes, it's amazing and all this stuff. And I was like, great for you. Good for you. And went about my business. And 2 months later, I got a phone call, and I was changing jobs, and we're signing Ryan Moore, and now we have Zach Johnson and James Hahn and Charles Wilson, and the list goes on.
And a young lady you just signed, a pretty good golfer in her own right.
She's okay, yeah. She's okay. Lydia Ko, she's an unbelievable golfer. She's an amazing person.
She's a great person.
Yeah.
Her family, too, they're great.
Yeah, so they're actually at our office today. She played the A&A last week and then just drove over to Scottsdale and spending some time with us, and she just likes hanging out with Bob. He's an unbelievable guy, and we're working on a few things with her, some prototypes, what have you, and playing golf with Bob.
Well, tell us about your headquarters. My understanding is that your headquarters there is you have Harley Davidsons. Well, what is all this about? How cool is that?
Well, yeah, it's awesome. You know, I left a great company. They own all these buildings and everything. And my first day at PXG, I was in a double wide trailer, and I'm like, what the heck did I just do? But Bob has a vision, and he built this unbelievable facility, and he also owns a Harley-Davidson dealership as well as other motorcycle dealerships. And then he has a company called Spooky Fast, which does metal fabrication, does custom motorcycle stuff. And
sure.
So they've done a few Harleys and a few Ducatis and a few, you know, whatever it may be. and they're in our office. So you can come to PXG and get fit for some clubs and maybe a bike too.
Ducati, Ducati is a bad bike.
Yeah, or, you
like
know, there's all kinds of stuff. We've got, I think we've got a Triumph right now and a, and
well,
a Harley
a Triumph.
Davidson.
Yeah. You know, when I like, growing up, I had a Triumph Bonneville.
You're dating yourself now.
Big time. I'm very old. Old. I need forgiving clubs.
Well, come on out. You know, it's funny. Paul Azinger was on the phone with me a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about he wants to meet Bob because Bob's just a great person. And he goes, I don't want to hit any golf clubs because everybody wants to hit golf clubs with him. He goes, I want to go riding. So Bob's like, come on out. We'll go riding. So
that would be good. I'm, cool I'm assuming that. You're out of the double wide.
We are out of the double wide, and we've got a state-of-the-art facility. Thank you for bringing that up. We've got a state-of-the-art
facility. We've got a triple wide facility. Now.
Yeah, triple wide. No, it's an unbelievable facility. It's right next to Scottsdale Airport, and it's really, really nice.
We're talking with Matt Rollins, and he is the Director of Tour Player Relations with PXG. I asked you when I saw you up at the trailer a couple of days ago about bringing a visual effect. And so you got
were hoping it was a set of clubs for you.
You've got a like a six iron or something that you basically sawed in half, the blade. And so what's inside there? You've got a gel or something?
Yeah,
some
so
kind
the
compound?
The secret sauce to our product is the face is about a third of the face thickness of any other club on the market. And when you do that, you're going to get a little bit of face movement, which gives you a little more ball speed. Behind that is it's called TPE, thrown plastic elastomer. And the elastomer, the durometer of that elastomer, which is the durometer is the hardness of that elastomer, is at a certain durometer where it moves a little bit, but then it stabilizes after it moves just to that same spot every time. And so it's really, really consistent. It gives it a – we're all old enough to know what a Bellotta feel is.
Oh, yeah.
And if you set our lofts at the same loft as, say, your 7-iron, we usually get a little more ball speed. So guys are hitting it further and higher and better and more forgiving.
Well, let me give you a hardball question, if I could, which is these are not inexpensive golf clubs.
No.
And so people have asked me, they said, well, it would seem like the golf industry needs repeat customers, right? Mm-hmm. Sell you this now, a new driver in 6 months, another new driver.
Yep.
Otherwise, we can't stay in business.
Sure.
It would seem a little bit unusual that someone would spend what they have to spend, $5,000 or so for PXG, and then when's he going to come back and get more clubs?
You know what's amazing is I kind of thought the same thing when we first started, and it's amazing how many people come in for their second, third, and fourth set.
Really?
We introduce them in a DLC coating, which is a black coating. Got to have those too. It's amazing. Where technology is, people are willing to pay for it, and that's been proven by Bob. It's crazy, the technology of the club. Guys bring their stuff. We encourage everybody to bring their current clubs in, hit them next to these, and then they go, okay, I'll tell my wife later, and we'll figure it out.
Great. My wife's sitting right over here. She knows.
There goes that secret.
I want PXGs for Christmas, by the way, Pamela.
Yeah, so we get a lot of people that purchase with cash. No, I'm kidding.
Suitcase. Yeah. Come in with it. Yeah, you guys got apparel. You got a lot of other stuff. I mean, everybody talks about the golf, but
the clothes are bad.
You guys have drivers. You have a hybrid. You have a lot more than just the irons that we kind of look at a lot.
So last week we introduced our X line of woods. There's driver, fairway woods, and hybrids. Composite top. It's been really, really good. All the guys on tour are playing it. Everybody loves it. And then putters. We've got on tour. We've got some milled wedges. We're looking at releasing here. Hopefully in the future, and I mean, we've got 14 clubs, bag, hat, the whole bit.
Yeah.
So, and we're working on some apparel, and things are going. I mean, it's amazing how many people just want everything.
Well, and so what is the genesis, if you will, about the design? Because there are weights; it's a very different looking club from the back of the face when you look at it. And this one, we just have the one because you cut off everything.
Cut in half, yeah.
But you're showing me some in the trailer that have 9 weights in it, and some have 6. I mean, there's a whole different theory and system of how you do that.
Correct. So as part of the club, the weights serve a couple different purposes. They give it a maximum perimeter weighting, so for forgiveness. But then it also gives us this distinct look. You know it's a PXG from ways away because you see those weights and things. So, and then the other thing, it allows us to dial in like swing weight. So, for example, if a guy on tour decides to cut a quarter inch off, we can take those weights out and make sure the swing weight that was D2 remains D2 if that's what they want. So
sharp, but smart.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So and those weights are not cheap. Yeah, they cost a lot to put in there, but that's part of the technology, and it's pretty amazing.
Having the guys on tour and the ladies on the LPGA tour as well, Zach Johnson, Ryan Moore, Liddy Coe, others that we've talked about, is all part of, I guess, what you have to do, right? You got to get the so having someone have success with your clubs seems to be, from a marketing standpoint, something that's needed, certainly desired. Kind of get you really involved in tournaments as they come about and they're playing. You really want to see your guys do well. Do you have a good feeling about some of your guys out there playing
this
week?
Yeah, you know, it's been fun this week watching guys. You know, we started this, a lot of guys start preparing for the Masters 2 or 3 weeks early. So by the time they get here, they're ready to go. You know, I've never bet against Zach Johnson. He's just too competitive and you know, his game shaping it, coming into shape. Charles Schwartzel is really excited. The guy that nobody's talking about that's had a really nice year, this is his second time playing here, is Pat Perez.
Pat's had a great year, you're right.
Yeah, he's fifth. I believe he's fifth on the FedEx Cup list right now. And he's just got a little bit of swagger to him, like, hey, I'm supposed to be here.
He's our brethren in PGA Tour Radio.
Oh, that's right. And he's got a show on the PGA Tour Radio, so why not?
Yeah, so yeah, we have a lot of fun with
that. Let's never forget that Michael Collins is part of that, but we'd like to talk about Pat more.
I text them during the show when they're doing it live, and we mess with each other back and forth. Yeah. So, yeah, we have a lot of fun.
But you know, James Hahn could go out and win, and then, you know, Ryan Moore last year had one of his best years ever and played in the Ryder Cup, and so that's just another notch in his belt, and he just, you know, conference-wise, it's there. So, there's nobody I don't like on our staff. There's a lot of good players on the PGA Tour, though.
We're talking with Matt Rollins with PXG, Director of Player Operations. How do you choose, I mean, when it comes to that world, if you will, of having to try to attract different players, how do you go about all that? Because you want to have good players, obviously, but you want to have the right people, too, right? And it doesn't necessarily, if you look at, I mean, Pat Perez never won a major, and yet you guys are with Pat Perez, Ryan Moore.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're just going after big dogs, but how do you play that game?
So that's a great question. So the first year when we decided to bring all these guys on, we wanted to show that, you know, that everybody could play our clubs. And so we brought on Chris Kirk from Callaway. We brought on Charles Howell from Mizuno. You know, we brought James Hahn from TaylorMade. Billy Horsch was a ping guy. Zach was a Titleist guy. We just tried to show that, hey, it's just not going to fit one type of player. It's going to fit a whole bunch of different players. And then Pat, we brought him on this year. Pat was playing our clubs for free. He loved
him. Yeah, he told me that.
Just loved him. And went down to Mexico in the fall series and won. And he lives in Scottsdale. And he just continued playing for free. And so Bob came to me and said, hey, Pat Perez, let's go get him. And now we have him, and he's just great. And Bob loves Pat. They're really similar people.
Matt, just so you know, and you're aware of this, and I don't know if you've thought of it, we would play him for free as well.
Yeah, we would.
I mean, Frank and I don't ask for any kind of upfront money
for the rest of my life. PGAtour.com is a huge platform, by the way, as you well know.
Absolutely.
If one of us happens to win a major, you could put a bonus in there.
Perfect.
But assuming we don't,
I need PXGs to go with me when I go to Casa de Campo.
There you go.
We're going to be
doing the show live from Casa de Campo, too.
Perfect.
So
playing PXGs, wearing your hat and your hat. Oh, it's
instead
like
of that bag that I have that's over there that usually sits on our stage, we could have PXG bags on the stage. We do it in a heartbeat because
there
we.
You can you hit this one, Frank?
You know what?
He might give you that one right there.
No, he won't.
We could put
a shaft in that half club. And
put a half shaft in it.
Half shaft.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, there.
I'll give you a half a bag. Your bag's this big.
Nickname me Frank the Shank. Is that what you want to do?
Is it fun? I mean, I know that's not your part of it, is the working on the clubs in the trailer, but you kind of like hanging in there and seeing the technology that goes on when a guy wants to have a little adjustment in it?
It's a lot of fun, especially when you see a guy play well.
Yeah.
And you know, you can't announce the world that, hey, I did that. But it's nice to see that we made this tweak and then the guy goes out and wins. And you know, it's just
gratifying.
It's gratifying. It's great. Yeah.
Can you get other golfers with other clubs that they're playing, whether it's with a wink and a nod or whatever, do someone want to come over and just swing, get a feel, see what you guys are doing, even though they might be with another manufacturer?
Yeah, so, you know, part of my job is to know what every contract with every player is. Some contracts are 11 clubs, some clubs may be 14 clubs. So we'll have a club here or there in that guys can play. And then, you know, we're only in April, but we've already got managers calling, going, hey, my man would love to be a part of your stable.
Yeah.
Because every year guys come up. And so it's just like, you know, maybe it's like LeBron James calling somebody and saying, hey, come play for the Cavs. We're the same way. So it's a lot of fun.
It's a fabulous product.
Because
I
don't have a wedge deal. I know that right now.
I don't have a wedge game.
I don't have a wedge game. I don't know if that matters or not. Maybe it's why I don't have a wedge deal, but I got nothing going. So.
Well, the driver is part of our deal, so we need the driver to play as well.
Oh, I crushed the driver. Oh, I crushed it.
You're available.
I'm a little taller than him. I've got a big arc.
I'm out there.
I am in the market for sticks, and I am looking at PSG. I'll just be honest with you.
But back to your point, I mean, it validates everything we're doing when you get tour players playing. And you know, the first week that we actually went and did kind of a reveal to people was up in Boston a couple of days before the Deutsche Bank, and everyone thought we were like an infomercial company. And then once we said, hey, Ryan Moore's playing it, and all these, oh, so it's a real company. All of a sudden, it's validated just by a name. It was pretty amazing.
Well, the marketing is incredible. I mean, the whole concept, and of course, your owner.
Yeah.
Knows a little bit about that, too.
Yeah.
So. That is Bob in the commercials? I mean, that's his voice?
That's his voice. Yeah, that's Bob.
He's kind of mean sounding, isn't he?
No. He sounds like a sweetheart.
Bob's awesome.
He sounds like a CEO.
I want him to be different.
You know, the one
thing. They're black and they're white.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the one thing with Bob is he's, I mean, the word passion comes to mind. He's just passionate about everything he does.
Yeah. That's the only way to be. And if you want to be good. You know, when I first started, I went away from I won't name the golf club company, but I was very young and I went when Ping was very new. I went to Ping's and my father said, what in the world is that? You know, because they were just so radical. Well, you guys now are just so radical and so good. And I wish you all the best in what you're doing. You don't need any luck. You have the product for the time.
Thank you.
In the right market. And we love your product.
We're pretty excited.
One last question. Is it any golfer, any level, or is it really more for the better skilled golfer?
That's a great question. So we've got three types of irons. So we've got the blade. We've got kind of a middle cavity back. And then we've got what you call the Prince tennis racket, I guess, which is very, very forgiving.
I remember those.
Yeah, very, very forgiving, and, I mean, balls go far and far high and awesome.
Perfect, perfect. Website, easy enough, pxg.com, pxg.com. You can see all their cool black and white photos that they have and all the cool clubs and everything else that you have. The whole pro shop is right there. So.
Yeah, and if you're, you know, we've got fitters regionally around the U.S., so and that's on the website. You can see where a guy is closest to you, and there's actually his phone number and email, and you can call him and say, hey, where are you at? And I want to get fit.
Yeah, you don't put him on a rack.
No, we do not.
Yep. Yeah, you're fitted. Yep. And that's smart, too.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
For our listeners,
great marketing and a great success story in only 3 years or so that you guys have been doing it. But certainly word is out about how great these clubs are. Matt Rollins with PXG, we appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate it. Best of luck this week. Yeah, thanks.
Hope one of your guys does it.
So do I. It'd be a lot of fun because I'll be here Sunday. So,
wearing a green jacket and a PXG hat.
They go good together, don't they?
It's the 10th anniversary of Zach Johnson's Masters victory.
You're just saying. Why not?
Could happen. What was it? How old is Zach now?
No. I'm talking about Phil.
Oh, you're talking about Phil.
I was saying Phil is 46, the same as Jack was when he won it.
Okay, never mind. I don't know where I was.
It's a whole different thing. But Phil might be in the market at some point. You never know.
Let me make an introduction for you.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. You're listening to us here on Golf Talk America, coming to you live from the Azalea House in Augusta, Georgia. And we'll be back right after this. All right, welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett coming to you live from the Azalea House in Augusta, Georgia, just about a wedge down the street from the entrance to Augusta National. Site of the Masters, which will get started tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The weather should be fine for all of that, but it's not been so good or cooperating much today.
Oh, hold on. Toto just blew by.
Practice day. Everything's just about to blow by.
We're about to get pelted here in Augusta.
They had the course open this morning, then they closed it. They reopened it and started the par 3 tournament around noon or so.
And now
they're back off the course and get out of here. So apparently we're done for the day as far as everybody out on the golf course, which is good news for the Azalea House, bad news for the bartenders here.
It's bad news for the bar. The poor girls are getting killed over there.
But a lot of drama and a lot of fun, a lot of warm-up. It is what it is. You're ready to go or you're not. Tomorrow morning they start their tee times. And they get started pretty early. So, as a matter of fact, the first tee time officially is Daniel Summerhays and Russell Henley going off at 7 a.m.
That's early.
So that is pretty early.
It's going to be cool. It's going to be really cool. We had a question, and we still haven't gotten this question answered.
What's that?
Is it legal to get hot hands, the packet called hot hands, crack it to make it work, and put it in your bag with your golf balls in cold weather? Is that illegal?
I don't know. Do you really think it won't be chilly enough for needing that tomorrow, will you? Although I did see on Friday, I think it's going to have like 38. It's supposed to be like 38.
I think it could be.
Could be illegal.
It could be illegal.
I wouldn't chance it.
I would think so because that's affecting equipment.
And with the rulings that are going on in the golf world, I wouldn't even try, right? Just don't even go down
there. Certainly Lexi's not going to do it.
Don't give a shot.
She's definitely not.
Did you hear that voice?
That Irish voice you hear right there.
There you go.
Is David McMahon. David is with Premier Irish Golf Tours along with Edmund Warnitz, and we appreciate it. Thanks for both of you guys being here.
Hey, guys.
Thank you, Joe. Our
pleasure. Thank you, guys.
So Premier Irish Golf Tours. I guess it's self-explanatory. You guys put on golf events, golf tours, outings in Ireland?
We do much more. It's a little bit, it's not as straightforward. We're a full travel agency. We take care of the flights, we take care of everything, but our destinations would be Ireland, Scotland, Spain, Portugal, South Africa. We've actually got a couple of guys over here from Masters week this week as well that have come over from Ireland. So it's more of a global travel company opposed to just Ireland, but obviously Ireland is where it started from, you know.
And you mentioned a lot of these other countries. I'm just guessing. I'm pretty good at accents. You're from Spain.
Exactly.
So
that's an A+.
Oh, please.
So I could tell. I got a dialect thing. Near Madrid, if I'm not mistaken, Tim, like south side of Madrid.
Tim graduated third grade, yeah. So
you know, just last week.
My pale skin as well. It fits in so well in Spain as well, you know.
So I've never been there. Have you ever played golf in Ireland?
I've never played golf in Ireland.
What's it like? Is it as good as I hear?
Oh, my word.
It is. It's very, very similar to Scotland and what you see at the British Open. The Irish courses tend to be a little bit more right by the sea, right beside cliffs, so it's a little bit more scenic. A lot of the Scottish courses are just in a little bit more, but it's how golf should be played, you know? It's really, it tests every shot in the bag, every skill, whether you're taking a putter from 50 yards, or you're hitting a 5-iron, 120, and downwind, you're hitting a 250.
Well, now, what's the story? Golf is played more on the ground, as opposed to here in America, where we
fly everything
into the green and try to bring it back.
Well, that's a little bit of a myth. You know, it really is. Okay. Like, it's the fact that you're not going to be too successful playing any course in Ireland, you know, hitting the ball 5 yards off the deck. Like, you're just not. Like, you've got to play it. But I suppose where it does come into its own is the fact that yardages just kind of go out the window sometimes on a strong windy day, like, because you're just a par 400 yards, you're knocking it onto the front, and then the next hole it's into the wind and you're hitting driver tree wood coming up short. So,
and Edmund, you're the U.S. ambassador, so do you have a fake Irish accent that you use David does there?
I dropped the name off of Warrenitz. It used to be O. Warrenitz.
O. Warrenitz, yeah.
I tell people I'm a 36-year PGA member, half Italian, half Polish, running an Irish company in the U.S., only in America.
Only in America.
So, I'm based out of Chicago. So I
could detect that. I'm going to say north side.
I'm from Boston. So, but 17 years in Chicago have me a little bit of the A's and I's. I sound a little bit like Coach Ditka from time to time. The Brats.
The Bears.
The Bears and the Bulls.
So tell us this. What is the best? I know there's not just one certain time, but what is the very best time of the year? When is it just the most lush and pretty?
Last year it was on a Wednesday.
Ouch.
That's really good.
Between noon and five.
That's golf in northern Michigan.
Yeah.
I think, guys, know that May and September are typically the two busiest months, but that's typically for a reason as well. May and September, usually the weather is at its best. And, you know, it's just the times. Any time, really.
But to experience golf the way it's meant to be experienced, you know, you need to get out there in the weather and play it.
Well,
yes and no. I mean,
why do you want to do that?
I did it at Keogh. It about killed me.
I think
for one round, if you're going to come to Ireland and Scotland, you want to experience it. But you don't want to experience it for 7 days.
Now, do they have Glenn Levitt in Ireland and Scotland?
No, that's Scotland.
Glenn Levitt.
You got Irish whiskey.
Jameson.
Okay. And some of the other
Paddy's Irish whiskey.
You gotta have something in the bag though to keep you a little warm, right?
I mean, yeah, you need
it. May not be the glove hook warmers
hot
or whatever
hands.
You're saying, hot hands.
Hot hands.
But a little bottle of Jameson.
But I tell you,
a big bottle of Jameson.
Irish day is when you've got the mitts on, the warm mitts, and you've got the hand warmers inside the mitts, and you've got the hand warmers inside your pocket. And then you're nearly crying when it comes to take a t-shirt, you know? So that's a winter's day in Ireland with your hip flask.
You know, as David mentioned, you know, I tell people going over, I said, if you went over and you had 7 days of perfect weather, you'd really feel disappointed. You want to go over and you want to experience a true Scottish or Irish experience with the wind blowing, get a little bit of rain, and but you don't want 7 days, as you mentioned, just really tires you out doing that. But you got to experience it because it's you know, when you're standing there at Lahinch and it's blowing 40 miles an hour.
No.
You know, and you're not quite sure which way the ball is going to go on a 3 foot putt if you need to give it a foot.
That's windage. Me all the time.
You know, it's really is great fun. It's a great experience for anybody.
So you said you had some people here that have come over from there for the Masters.
Yeah, we started doing Masters packages about 2 years ago, where we'd organize everything from flights to the accommodation here to the badges for them. So it's something we're looking to develop. Yeah. We're looking to make it.
Well, you know, Azalea House is the perfect spot for you.
I mean, AzaleaHospitality.com.
They do a great job. Yeah, it's fantastic. Especially with the weather's going to come in here any moment.
This place will be, it's loud in here now for our listeners. Yeah. We're inside, right beside the bar.
We always do shows from the bar. Yeah.
We always do that. Outside, but there's no way.
We're joined by Edmund Warnitz and David McMahon with Premier Irish Golf Tours. And so you do, if we wanted to go over there as a group, me and 10 friends, 15 friends, do you do the same thing over there? All the accommodations?
Oh, yeah, we will.
Meals and everything else?
What we'll do is...
Baba Jameson, everything's...
We'll do flights from economy to business class. We'll get the club shipped over. All the top links, all the top accommodation. Your own driver for the week, your own travel executive. So you're totally looked after.
Pretty cool.
I have heard this, that Irish caddies...
They get crusty.
Don't favor stupid Americans... That don't know what they're doing over there. It's like
hit,
you're saying it's a wedge, and the guy's
hit
like, it's a five. Hit your five.
Hit the five.
Hit your five. What's wrong with you? So am I right on that? They're very accommodating, very friendly. I'm sure. I'm Irish, so I mean, I'm speaking my brethren's here. But they're also going to kind of cut to the core and say, dude, quit acting like you're a five.
A little bit.
You're a 20 handicap.
A little bit. I think you know. I mean, that's part of it. You know, it's just the fact that a lot of we'd say American golfers that come over aren't used to playing a 20, 30 mile per hour wind. So, you know, the caddies are pretty much clued into what distance works after seeing someone play one or two holes. They know if you hit it 7-iron 180 here, you're going to probably hit it 150 in Ireland. So,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say the website is PremierIrishGolfTours.com. PremierIrishGolfTours.com.
A couple of things, guys. We are the only, and there's a lot of competition out there. There's a lot of golf tour operators. You're the only 5-star rated golf tour operator on golf on TripAdvisor.
Really?
So it's a badge we wear very proudly.
Yeah,
because there is, as I mentioned, a lot of competition. We're also the number one rated golf tour operator in Ireland. And so there's another badge. So it's, you know, we're a relatively new company, about 8 years old. David's been working very hard over there. David was an outstanding player, so he's got a lot of connections. He's a member of 3 clubs over there. And, you know, we have the ability to get people on golf courses that other golf tour operators tell you they'll be able to get you out on, which is very important also. When you're coming over and you want to play those great golf courses, we can get you out there. The challenge now is travel is so crazy over there. Ireland and Scotland, the great golf courses, you know, the St. Andrews, the Royal County Downs, the golf courses that people want to play, we're booking into the fall of 2018.
Wow.
And, you know, in today's society, to get people to think that far in advance can be a challenge. But if you want to put something together, you really need to start now if you want to include those great golf courses. And there's other, I mean, trips that you could take where you might not necessarily have the name golf courses, but you would still have an outstanding time over
there. I'm kind of curious, how old are some of these? Because we think in this country, this course was built in 1952. That's an old club, right?
Yeah.
In this country.
Or 27.
But over there, you guys got to be playing some.
Over in Ireland now, near my house, Dukes would be 1890. It's like the third oldest in Ireland.
Yeah.
Typically speaking, Scottish courses would be a little bit older than Ireland. But certainly you're talking definitely, you know, 1920, 1930, 1940, a lot of the courses in Ireland.
And being Irish, I'm once again just taking a shot here.
Here we go.
Rory's your guy?
I think.
Are you pushing for Rory this week?
I think Rory, it would be great to see him. He needs a Masters for the Grand Slam.
Sure he does, because his career's been nothing up till now.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen, but whether it's... Look, he's got the game that's built for Augusta, and we all know, we're all talking Dustin Johnson going in this week. But, if, you know, and I'm not a huge McIlroy fan, but I still think if he drives and puts like he can, he's still world number one. You know, I don't think there's maybe Tiger in his day is the only person that can beat Rory at his best. We just haven't seen Rory at his best for the last 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, I think, in all honesty, I love Rory McIlroy. He's a great, great guy, too, great person. But our hometown boy, or his hometown boy from Dallas, Jordan Spieth, probably has a little bit of a chip on his shoulder.
I think
last
he does.
Year.
Yeah, he does. I think he's something to say, but whether this wet, the wetness here now is going to add to the length of Augusta,
it will.
You know, is it going to suit? Is it going to suit Jordan, or is it going to play into the hands more of, yeah, of Dustin?
Keep
or,
your eye
or
on Jordan O'Spieth.
Jordan O'Spieth.
They
do
play
have
here,
something here called sub-air. So
sub-air,
I think he'll
is
be okay.
You think he'll be okay?
He'll be okay.
But I'd love to see him. I mean, all I hope this week is that we've no city rules infractions. That would ruin the event. I mean, we had Tiger a couple of years ago.
I'm telling you.
And now with Lexi last week, it's just...
You almost hold your breath now, don't you? Because you think it's coming.
What do you think about that before we let you go?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, before you head back to your country,
I mean,
go ahead and rip on what we did.
The fact that they actually came out and, you know, and addressed the rules a couple of weeks beforehand and patted themselves in the back for this big change forward, you know? And then all of a sudden they take a huge step back.
Which is coming.
I mean,
it's
embarrassing for golf, I think. I mean, if you NBA Finals, Super Bowl, World Cup Final, could you imagine telling them to team a day later, oh, by the way, that goal you scored, that doesn't count.
And by the way, the reason we know is because Joe Blow called in and told us.
Right. Well, it was Bill from Peoria.
Some 36 handicapper who gets to watch the replay
or was
it? Amount of time in super slow motion
or was
and calls
it?
In.
Yeah, but can I ask you guys, is that number, like, is that just a, like, I've heard it's USGA only.
It was an email.
You know?
It was an email, first of all, is what they're saying. They didn't get a phone call, they got an email.
Yeah.
But has that
still,
email?
What email would that be? That's a good question. Where'd that come from? Because I wouldn't know who to email.
Let's take this somewhere else. Lexi Thompson showed incredible sportsmanship, class, and what she did, I think, far outweighs what occurred. Because she really showed what this game and what it means to be a professional golfer should be.
She did. But look at Dustin Johnson last year.
Oh,
how they fudged in the rules. If Dustin hadn't won and hadn't the shot gone up the last, what would have happened? But let me put it another way, and this is what the popular thing in Europe is. If that wasn't Lexi, if that was Tiger in his heyday, and that had happened,
same call.
Does that even get reported?
Yeah, I know. Good question.
I don't think so. There's no way Tiger Woods accepts a 4-shot penalty. There's just no way. God. He walks off the course. He refuses to play in the Masters again. And if that happens,
I don't know what would happen. It would have been interesting. And by the way, he tweeted that it was messed up. Tiger.
Yeah, he did. Phil thought it was
that shouldn't
messed
happen.
Up,
Here's what Phil's saying. This is interesting too. I was saying it. Phil's saying, you know what? You watch enough golf. There are a lot of guys on the PGA Tour that mismark their balls.
Well, John McGinnis, our good friend John McGinnis,
said it happens a lot. Now, he's not saying it's good, but he says it happens a lot more than you probably think.
But John said no one has ever put the ball back in the right spot ever in the game of golf.
You know, technically, from a theoretic standpoint, if Dave Pels was here, he'd probably tell you that's exactly right. It's impossible to put it back in the same spot
Dave,
every time.
Would,
It's an impossibility.
Yeah. So, and the other part of that whole thing, and I think it's worth mentioning because hopefully people are listening and it'll come to some change, but why go back one day? What if there was a rule violation on Thursday of the first round of the tournament? Can somebody go back and say, hey, Thursday, that 73 you signed for, you get another trip?
No,
it's the next day. At the very least, they should have said, if we would have caught it that day, it's one thing, but you can't go back a day.
I tell you one thing, guys, and I'm quite friendly with Mark Rowe, and the incident that cost him an Open Championship probably about 10 or 12 years ago now when he was playing with his partner and they both signed each other's cards.
Right.
Not each other's cards, but they both signed their own card.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone knew what score they had. It was on TV.
Right.
And yet he gets disqualified. He's one chance to win an Open Championship.
Yeah.
Going into the final round, like, so.
One of the best guys who got mad about a rule violation is Scottish, I think, or Scottish, not Irish, but Ian Woosnam. Didn't he need it over or something? The drivers?
Yeah, caddies, yeah.
That was his caddy did that.
I understand, but it cost him.
He threw it into the
club. threw the club like Rory did at the lake at Doral.
At Doral, when Rory threw that club in the lake, Trump had one of his people go out and get it, and Trump presented it back to him. I would have framed it and put it in the clubhouse.
It was a good throw for him. I mean, I know he's got good legs and he can play soccer and stuff. That was a good throw for him.
He should be in the Olympics.
He got it about 40 yards out in the middle of that lake. I don't know. They dished that thing out.
Global Golf Travel Specialist, PremierIrishGolfTours.com. PremierIrishGolfTours.com. David, Edmund. Thank you, guys.
Pleasure.
We can't wait to come see you over there.
Well, we're going to keep that offer open for you now, so we expect to see you doing this broadcast and truly your Belly Bunion in the near future.
Belly Bunion.
That would work for me. Guys, Allie Bunyan.
Can I mention one thing?
Jameson?
A little self, no, oh, self-promotion.
Okay. Glenn Levitt?
I'm sure you guys are familiar with the Folds of Honor.
Who?
The Folds
yes,
of Honor.
What do they do?
They're an amazing group. Major Dan Rooney, PGA member. He's a little bit of an underachiever. He's a PGA professional and an F-16 fighter pilot.
Yeah.
Started a wonderful charity a number of years ago, and they basically yes. give back to those fallen soldiers.
Yeah, by the way, you may or may not know that last night we had a huge function for Folds of Honor here. And Golf Talk America is a partner with Folds of Honor, too.
Fantastic.
We think it's a great organization.
We are,
I notice you are, too.
The official travel provider for the Folds of Honor.
Very nice.
And we have created the first annual Folds of Honor Invitational. Ironically, it's in a country called Ireland. It's this fall. If anybody would like information, would love to play, we'd love to have you. Just go to our website, www.premieririshgolftours.com, and you'll see it prominently displayed everywhere.
You know, maybe Dan could fly me over.
Could he?
And
both of you guys. What would that take? What would that take? About an hour and a half?
He might have to refuel. He might have to refuel, but I think he can do it, you know?
Yeah.
But,
They're a great organization.
We look forward to it,
And I will tell you, every year at the PGA Merchandise Show, they put on a concert, and then they have some of their people get up and talk about their experiences and what Folds means to them. I would challenge any man in the world to stand there and listen to those stories and not cry.
Oh, my God.
And not cry. And just open your wallet and give to them because they deserve the help. Folds
of
Honor. Caddy for a Cure is another partner of ours, a great organization.
Yeah.
Russ Holden, who was Bernhard Langer's caddy for many years.
Yeah.
Russ is a great guy. So, you know, that's what golf's all about. Tim, you and I agree on this. It's about giving back. And especially at Tim's advanced age, he needs to give back more to people.
Well, I still can.
You never know, Tim.
Yeah, well, I still can.
You know,
days are numbered.
As they say, there's no pockets in the coffin. You know, give it away, man. You can't take it with you.
All right, guys, we appreciate it. Yeah, you're right, though. Folds of Honor, great cause and a great facility for you guys to be able to hopefully showcase what you're doing, Premier Irish Golf Tours here on our show, and get the word out to you for anybody that is interested in that. And I think it's one of those bucket list things to get over that part of the world and get the origins and everything and have a great time with a glass of Jameson. I'm just going to say. I'll start with one more time. Jameson is our new sponsor. Edmund David,
thank you guys.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much,
thank you,
guys.
Gentlemen. Thank you.
All right. Have a great match.
Thank you.
Oh,
that was good. Thank you. What do you think, Tim?
I think we're about done.
Thank you.
No, we can't be done.
I think
there's,
we are.
There's more to talk
about. Oh, no. There's
I'm
a lot
so tired.
My back
about.
Is sore.
Well, you're sitting on chili cheeks.
My chili cheeks.
You're sitting on your chili cheeks.
People don't even know what that is. You can't just say that. You can't just say chili cheeks. And nobody knows. That's
well,
a
these,
pad.
These
that's
pads that are on our chairs.
So for people that want to go to Augusta and it gets hot or cold, you can make it hot or cold.
So here's what's happened today. Yes. Let's recap.
Oh, can we? It'll take an hour.
I had to go this morning and get up early, and go to the Golf Writers Association of America annual meeting.
Lucky you.
So yeah, no, it was early.
Yeah,
and had to do that, and then we came back over here because they blew the horn for the inclement weather. And then Laura Briner, who performed last night.
We had to move inside.
And Dane
from outside.
And Roger, they were going to fly out. Well, they couldn't fly out. The flight was canceled. So they're having to drive back to Nashville from here and then from Nashville to Ohio and then
Is
LA.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, they're driving back. Brendan Sweeney had to get out early because of the weather. So he's gone.
He's headed towards Orlando.
Then we have to move all the equipment inside
yep.
and reset it up. And that's why you have all this background noise in the show today.
Oh,
but it's been fun.
Oh.
And then there was one last thing.
What's that?
We're going to Casa de Campo. We're going to Ireland. We're getting PXGs.
let's just hope one of those comes through. Just one of them.
Just one, anything.
So nice. And by the way, I'll give another pat on the back to Canoes.
Canoes shoes. Great shoes. And our buddy Bill Conwell with Pen High Vodka.
About to come out. Get that name. Put it in back of your mind
Pen
because you'll be seeing it all over and golf courses everywhere. Pen High Vodka.
Yeah, it's about to come
It'll
out.
It'll be everywhere. It'll be everywhere. You won't miss it. And you're going to love it. But, yeah, we went over and walked around, and Brendan had some canoes, and he walked around yesterday with his canoes, and he said they're some of the most comfortable shoes he's ever worn.
They're cool looking.
So check those out. They're boat shoes.
I have a red pair coming.
They're boat shoes.
Oh,
cool.
I have a red pair coming.
Like spikes in the back.
Yeah, they're cool.
I mean, on the bottom. So you play golf if you want to.
Go on the boat. We need a boat.
I'm saying goodbye. Who do we have to thank here? We got a lot of people. We got Matt Rollins with PXG. We have got Nancy Medina,
Danny Medina.
Danny Medina with the Omni Tucson National Resorts that came in and talked to
us. He's our buddy.
He
looks like Andy Garcia, folks, for all you girls.
Gilles Gagnon. Director of Golf Sales at Casa de Campo, our new home away
from
home.
Casa de Campo, where we're moving.
Edmund Warnitz, David McMahon from Premier Irish Golf Tours for being on with us and helping everybody spread the word about great golf in Ireland. So many people to thank, so many things that we've got going that we can't wait till tomorrow's show because it's going to be crazy like this one again. We don't even know who will be here. I think it might be Phil and Rory, but don't hold me to that. They may not be able to make it by here. We're trying to get Lance Barrow, executive producer for CBS Golf. If we can fit it, if he can fit it into a schedule, we'll get Lance here.
He didn't have much to do this week, either.
Great stories he's got to tell. What else is he going to do? I mean, why wouldn't he be here? All right, buddy, we're done.
Hey,
thank you so
pal.
Much.
Fun show.
Brendan Sweeney, when you're listening to this, we miss you. So
we
have
do.
Safe travels.
Miss you, bud.
For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Please listen to us next time right here on Golf Talk America. We love you.
Bye, everybody.